Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani.
20 minutes now, it is to 11 o'clock and time to bring you some music, beautiful jazz music at that. Mlungisi Gegana joins me on the line now. He'll be performing at Gugas Tebe Gwalanga in Cape Town tomorrow, part of the Jazz in the Native Yard series in association with Concerts SA. Mlungisi, very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, my brother. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I cannot wait to experience your music, Gwalanga, tomorrow afternoon.
Yes. It's going to be a blast. You can't miss it.
What are you going to be offering us?
Well, mostly the music from my the last album that I've released in 2014. The focus is going to be on that because, you know, I'm still promoting the music. So, yeah, the focus is going to be on my last album.
And for those who may not be aware of your music, Lungisi, you are a bassist. You've won many awards and traveled extensively. What inspires you? What informs your music?
Life generally, man, everything around me, you know, the people that I meet all around the world, even in the country, the friends that I have, my family, you know, those are the people that really inspires me. Because for me, when I touch the instrument, you know, it doesn't matter if I practice a scale or whatever that I decide to practice on the day, something will just hit me, you know, and something will just like, you know, this has to be like that. And I will translate that to what I'm doing, you know, in terms of the music or even if it's the scale, whatever that I'm practicing. And the minute I do that and I take a break, or I leave it for the day, if it comes back again the following day, it means it's supposed to be something. It will keep on reminding me of how it came about in the first place. You know, so yeah. I write music like that. It hits me at the time, and if it comes back again, that's it. It's something that has to be developed.
Certainly. And out of interest, generally, from an idea hitting you to it being developed and recorded, how long is that process? I suppose it's a bit of an unfair question because I imagine there'll be songs you can do that in a couple of hours and songs that perhaps could take years to do.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely right. It really, really, really depends because, I mean, a song grows in you, you know, because I can do it like this today, and I can wake up tomorrow changing little things around it. You know, maybe the very same bass line, I could add maybe a little one note or take out two notes or something like that. You know, and the melody will develop around that. Maybe a week later, it will sound different. You know, I could feel differently about the very same song. So it grows over time. I've never believed in a song that is written at 10 o'clock in the morning, by 12 o'clock, the song is complete. Because it depends to the mood, especially if you're still working on the project or working on the song. So, you know, it varies. It varies. It changes most of the time. But at the same time, I'm also scared of making a song that will be like a Christmas tree. Will have too many things in it because it gets confusing at times. You don't even know what kind of a song is that. Because remember that this is a message. You know, this is something that we also tell people, you know, silently. But at the same time, it has to be something that people can relate to. So don't make it too complicated, you know, so that people cannot really, really understand what's going on. Also, too easy, because, I mean, if you tell a story that is too easy, it's easy to forget. But if you tell people something that can stay, you know, for as long as they can still remember, maybe after 10 years they can still remember that, you know, we try to do that.
Now, you were born in the Eastern Cape. You, I suppose, gained some valuable experience in Cape Town because we pride ourselves in Cape Town as the home of jazz. But it was really in Johannesburg where it all happened for you, wasn't it?
Well, look, it started in Cape Town, as you said. It really started in Cape Town. In Johannesburg, it just was the continuation of what has already started in Cape Town. You know, but of course, you know what, Joburg, it's a bigger city, you know, it has more opportunities. It doesn't mean that Cape Town doesn't have. But it started in Cape Town because when I left my hometown in Queenstown, I really wanted to pursue my musical career. And the first place I wanted to come to was to Cape Town. As much as I was in Johannesburg before, but I just wanted to have time to learn music properly because I knew that Cape Town has the best musicians in the world, you know. And I came to Cape Town, my cousin sister hooked me up with some brothers, and then the brothers hooked me up with other brothers, and then it grew from there. And I started having my band while I was still in Cape Town. I started writing music while I was still in Cape Town. So when I moved to Johannesburg, as I was saying, it was just a continuation of that. But of course, I mean, I got more opportunities when I got there because that's where the recording deal came. you know, and traveling the world and also recording with the best musicians in the country, you know, Makwai, Khobata, and all of them. So, yeah, Cape Town, that's where it all started. And then Cape Johannesburg was just a continuation of that. And I've grown from that.
And Cape Town is where you return tomorrow morning, performing at Gugas Thebe Gwalanga, part of the Jazz in the Native Yard series in association with Concerts SA.